My name is Neela Wickramasinghe, and I'm the manager of restoration and preservation here at the Greenwood Cemetery. The beauty of Greenwood is that it is truly the best definition I've come across of a cultural landscape. It is an interdisciplinary landscape that is as much prized for its landscape features and nature as it is for our human-created sculpture. To have something of this size here in New York still feel like a secret place, you can really get a feeling of solitude here that you can't get in other places. And even as our landscape and as our neighborhoods change so much, so fast, we thankfully have the privilege of being somewhat unchanging, which you can still look across the cemetery during the afternoon and not see a building, be surrounded by some of the best works of sculpture that you could ever find yourself in. And there's no one else standing next to you. The materiality of the stones that we have here, mostly granite, marble, and brownstone, are incredibly different. I would say the majority of our monuments are marbles, and they're really suffering because the last 100 years has been tough in terms of the amount of pollution that's in the air, the amount of salts that are in the air. They've been sort of put through the ringer. The granites hold up very well. They'll be here long after we're gone. And the brownstones are also a tough one because sometimes, depending on how they're carved or in which way their bedding planes lie, they can either look like they were carved yesterday or they look like they're well on their way towards completely melting. Conservation is more the scientific part of what we're doing. We're looking into different treatments. We're, as an architectural conservator, I'm trained to know what kind of building systems will have better or worse failures, what to do when things go wrong, how to clean things properly, how to use different chemicals, as well as different knowledge about the trades and how things are put together in an architectural way. Restoration has a specific connotation here, is bringing something back to. You know what it should have looked like. You have good documentation, and the work that you're doing is trying to bring something back to something. You know, a headstone is split in half. As a conservator, what could I do? I could document everything. I could make sure that I have very good measured drawings of everything and then do nothing. If I want to restore that piece, I now actually have to do a little bit of damage. I have to drill two holes for a stainless steel pin. I have to put it together. I have to make sure that that repair has a good life ahead of it, know the longevity of the repair, and make the decision that to repair that thing is actually more important that it exists in its entirety than the two broken pieces. In a way that restoration and conservation work is inherently hopeful, sometimes we do have to accept a loss. A lot of people ask me, oh, are you going to recarve the epitaph that's here? And I said, that's not really my job. You know, my job is to make sure it doesn't get any worse. We're still fixing things by hand. We're using a lot of new techniques, a lot of technology in documentation and different materials that come out. But for the most part, we're still trying to do as little as possible to do the best work that we can. It's wonderful to get that feeling of, who were the people that put this together? I wonder what they were thinking. I wonder where they lived. I always think of that when we are resetting a very tall obelisk. I wonder who touched the very tip top of this last. I'm constantly thinking about the people who are putting it together, and then, of course, the people who the monument is there to memorialize, because that's the physical marker of their life, for better or for worse. Most of the times, the monuments that we work on are not our biggest, our shiniest, our most visited. It's the ones that fell over and broke because a tree fell or other things. So we're still interacting with these monuments that got their inception because of someone's life who was probably a neighbor or came from just a regular family. It's in our best interest. We are still an active and working cemetery, and we have to make sure that our monuments are well kept. If that's what it takes for such a beautiful place with such a large footprint to exist, then that's worth it.